ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a very important and pertinent question. That question is about the reasoning and the wisdom behind the legislation of fasting. As you know, we are currently passing through the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is a very special month in the Islamic calendar, as you know. It is the month in which we have been obliged and asked to fast, perform the Sawm, and it's also a month with other distinctions. It's the month in which the Holy Quran was sent down to the Holy Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's also the month in which we see the night of ordainment, Laylatul Qadr. You know, there's other distinctions that this month has. But like we said, it is the month in which the fasting has been obliged upon us. We have to fast in this month. So the question we want to ask today is, what are the benefits of fasting? What is the wisdom behind it? Fortunately, we have many hadiths which allude to this. In one blessed hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam said the following: surely people have been commanded to fast so that they can understand the hunger and thirst, the pain of hunger and thirst. And in this way, they can fathom and grasp their utter impoverishment and wretchedness on the day of the hereafter. As you know, the concept of qiyamah or hereafter is a very important and central concept within Islamic thought. And in fact, this is kind of one of the main distinctions between the polytheism that existed in the Arabian Peninsula and Islam. The polytheists in the Arabian Peninsula during the advent of Islam, they also believed in one single God by the name of Allah, who they believed created the world, the universe. Of course, they did admit that this God, Allah, he handed over the regulation of the affairs of the world to demigods. This was a point of contention between Islam and these polytheists. But almost more important than this was the fact that they didn't believe in a hereafter, right? They didn't believe that a person would be judged for his actions in the hereafter. So this concept of qiyamah is very important within Islam, and we have always constantly been asked to remember the hereafter. This is going to be a very difficult day for human beings that day. And the thirst, one of the things that makes it so difficult is going to be a day in which we're going to feel the pain and the pangs of thirst and hunger. So in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ridha alayhi salam says, one of the reasons why we have been asked to fast is that we can be reminded of the thirst and hunger that we will feel on the day of the resurrection, and so this way we can fear God more and be careful of our actions here in this world. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the wisdom and reasoning and rationale behind fasting. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio @irib.ir.